I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Massive protests in Israel against plans of the new right-wing government to overhaul the judicial system have gone on into the night. Tom Bateman is there.
These protesters say they believe there is a coup going on to try and dismantle Israel's system of government by Mr. Netanyahu, by this new coalition. It is the most radically nationalist, right-wing and religious government in Israel's history, and it has brought all these people out onto the streets of Tel Aviv. I was just chatting to one woman who was here with a baby son who said that she was so concerned about the direction of the country that she was considering leaving it. And for something like that, for Israelis, that is a profound point. This certainly the biggest anti-government demonstration in Israel in recent years.
Speaking at the event in support of the protest, the former Prime Minister Yair Lapid said, "We will not give up until we win." Brazil's army commander, General Julio Cesar de Arruda, has been fired 2 weeks after supporters of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed government buildings. He'll be replaced by a figure close to the current leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Will Grant reports.
General de Arruda had been put into his role in the final days of Jair Bolsonaro's presidency, less than 2 weeks before the insurrection in the capital, Brasilia, in which extremist Bolsonaro supporters sieged several government buildings, including the Planalto presidential office, the Congress and the Supreme Court. President Lula now openly distrusts parts of the military and says he suspects there had been collusion in the insurrection by, as he put it, people in the armed forces.
The Brazilian president has promised his government will work hard to expel illegal gold miners from the country's biggest indigenous reserve in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. After a visit to the Yanomami Reserve, he promised to provide immediate medical assistance for thousands of indigenous people suffering from malnutrition and food insecurity. State television in Burkina Faso is reporting that the military government has demanded the departure of French troops stationed in the country. David Bamford reports.
A gradual French withdrawal from former colonies in the West African Sahel has been on the cards ever since soldiers seized power both in Mali and neighbouring Burkina Faso. Relations have soured with Paris as both military governments struggle to contain Islamist insurgencies. First, the civilian politicians were blamed in Burkina Faso for failing to control the militants. Now it's the French. On Friday, anti-French protests were held in Ouagadougou, with some calling for Russian Wagner Group fighters to help save the country. Mali has already hired Wagner to fight the desert-based armed groups.
World news from the BBC. The Canadian government says it'll help facilitate talks aimed at ending years of separatist conflict in Cameroon. Since 2017, more than 1 million people have been forced to flee their homes in the country's English-speaking northwest and southwest regions. President Paul Biya has so far relied on the military option and has resisted calls for the two regions to be given greater autonomy. A memorial service has been held in Ukraine for the former Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and six other senior officials who were killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week. A tearful President Zelensky and his wife were among those paying their respects at a cultural centre in Kiev. Speaking to reporters, the Secretary of the National Security and Defence Council, Alexei Danilov, paid tribute to Mr. Monastirsky.
Right from the start of the war, he was at work. He was the first to visit the office of the President of Ukraine on February 24. Before the Security and Defense Council convened, he has contributed a great deal to the defense of Kyiv and the defense of our country.
Officials are still investigating the cause of the crash. U.S. media reports say President Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is expected to leave his role in the next few weeks. Mr. Klain has spent decades as one of Mr. Biden's top aides. Analysts say the departure of the veteran political operative would be a major change in the White House, where Mr. Klain has been driving the president's policy agenda. The Hollywood actor Jeremy Renner has revealed that he broke more than 30 bones in the New Year's Day snowplough accident that left him in intensive care. The 6-ton machine ran over him while he was helping a family member clear a driveway near his home in the state of Nevada. And that is the latest BBC News.